Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 4. Marriage is honorable in all. Amen. And the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. You know, a lot of us has read that scripture many times. Probably heard it preached from many times. And there are certain things in the Bible that God takes personal ownership of. And the fruit of the womb is one of them. It is His reward. So these people in Planned Parenthood and all this kind of stuff that's, commit abortions by the thousands every year, you know, they're just not committing the act of slaying, of shedding of innocent blood, but they are taking God's reward. Amen. That's His reward. That's His purse. That's His property. Imagine yourself on Christmas morning, and you got the gift that you wanted, and then somebody comes and snatches that out your hand. Now, if you was a little kid, you'd just probably go throw a temper tantrum or start boo-hooing. And if it was me and there was a big bass boat parked in my front yard that I keep on asking my aunt every year to get, that's my request every year from her to give me the bass boat, but I've yet to receive it from her, I would be very disappointed if they came from Bass Pro hooked up to it and said, "Hey, we just wanted you to look at it," you know, or something like that. You know, but there are some things that... that God takes that are His. Amen. And vengeance is another one. If you read the Bible, it mentions three or four times where it says that vengeance belongs unto God. And if you decide to take vengeance, now vengeance don't have to mean to picking up a knife or a gun. It could be a word. It could be, well, you know, it can be an action. And you really ain't got to walk up to them and slap them in the face. Amen. It might be something in your heart. But guess what you do, amen, when you take vengeance, you become as a thief. Amen. You are, you know, just like Jesus said, if you got hate in your heart towards your brother, you're just like a murderer. Well, if you take vengeance in your own hands, you're a thief because you're taking what God owns and you're taking it to for yourself. It's like going to say, "Hey, I'm going to take that from you. God, let me take care of this. I can take care of myself." Amen. But God says, no, that vengeance is mine. Amen. It's all His. Amen. And when we read chapter 13, verse 4. And He says, "But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge." And it kind of gets in my mind, amen, that God's going to take this personal. Amen. God is going to take adultery and fornication and probably any other kind of sexual immorality. Amen. And He's going to judge it Himself. Amen. He's going to take care of just like vengeance is His. Amen. And the fruit of the womb, amen, is His reward. Amen. God's going to take care of adultery and whoremongers and whatever else the sexual immorality there is out there. And God's going to take care of it personally. Amen. In the day of judgment, amen, Brother Prescott, a lot of people's going to wish they could stand before a family court judge or all the justices of the Supreme Court. Amen. But God Almighty Himself, amen, is going to take care of this situation. Amen. And God forbid that I'm ever guilty of it. Amen. But if I am, let me ask Him forgiveness while I got breath in my soul. Amen. Amen. But there are certain things that God takes a personal, amen, is going to take care of personally. Amen. And I want to preach on today the destructive power of adultery. Amen. The destructive power of adultery. Amen. We read, amen, how the atom bomb was dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, amen, many years ago. I think it's almost been 70 years ago. And how in a split second, I think I read last night, in less than a second, amen, that 60 to 80,000 people in one of those cities, amen, were gone. What happens when the atom bomb goes off? Amen, it takes that atom and it splits it, amen, and
and a tremendous amount of energy is released, amen. And we viewed Adam as the smallest thing, amen, that everything in here is made of. Amen, it's probably out in the air. It's in the bricks, it's in the sheetrock, it's in the carpet. It's in me, amen. It's on top of this bald head, amen. But it's everywhere, amen. But when I viewed marriage, amen, and Paul or whoever's writing here said marriage is honor and all. Amen. That's the basic building blocks for civilization. Amen. Amen. And the tremendous energy that is released when they detonate, amen, that atomic bomb, amen, has a destructive force. Can you contain it? Can you tell how far it would go? Can you tell how much? I say, okay, we only want to blow up 3 square miles and that's it. Well, when you drop it, you can't control it. Amen. When you decide, amen, to give in to temptation with adultery or fornication, you can't say, we'll just keep it between me and her, and that's all that it affects. No, it releases, amen, a tremendous amount of destructive, black, dark energy. Amen. That you can't control. Amen. Because God, amen, and the devil is in control of it now. Amen. If you could take it to God, you know, David, when he committed adultery, amen, and all that he did, amen, the judgment finally came down, amen, that the sword would not depart from his house. Amen. When David committed that act, do you think that he would have had murder in his heart when he first did it? Might have not ever crossed his mind. Amen. Never crossed his mind. Amen. Amen. It's just going to be me and Bathsheba, and that's it. And everything will be all right. Well, guess what happens? A little baby pops up, and there's a problem. Amen. 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 There is a problem. Amen. So David has to figure out how to get rid of this problem. And eventually he has Uriah slain. So he's pretty much guilty of cold-blooded premeditated murder. Amen. Amen. So we see the effects of adultery in David's life. Amen. And we see the effects of an atomic bomb. You can't control it when it's released. Amen. Can a man take fire in his bosom and say, oh, I only want this much. That's just like you taking sin, you know. Or say, well, I'm only going to go so far. When you was in sin, did you stop when you say you was going to stop? More than likely not. Amen. More than likely, you didn't stop where you said you was going to stop. Why? Because you have no control. The devil has the line. He's got the reel, and he's pulling you right on in. Amen. 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 But I was wondering, why is God taking such a personal interest in judging whoremongers and adulterers? Amen. For you see, when he created Adam and Eve, he brought together husband and wife. Remember what I said about an atomic bomb is splitting that atom. Amen. What did Jesus say? I think it was in Mark chapter 10. He said, what God had joined together. God took, amen, man and woman and joined them together. And he said, let no man put them asunder. Amen. You know, scientists had to come up with the idea of splitting that atom. Man had to come up with the idea of splitting the marriage. Why did you say that? Because Jesus said, for the hardness of your heart, Moses wrote this precept. Amen. That's why he did it. It was a man that split it up. For you see, when we bring man and woman together, we have the family. You got children. And then when you got the family, you got a neighborhood. And then the neighborhood goes into a community. And then the community goes into a town. And then the town is into a city. And then the city into a metropolis. And nowadays they call them megalopolises. All right? Because the metropolises is kind of, you know, engulf the outer layers. And then we have societies. Have civilization. And what God is saying, when you decide, amen, to commit adultery, you are busting the very fabric. You're not just taking something of nature, amen, and splitting it and watching it be destroyed. You're taking, amen, the families. You're taking children. You're taking husbands and wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, whoever it may be, and you are destroying it by your act. Amen. Do you know you have more? Amen. And God takes personal interest. Amen. When you decide to bust up and to destroy civilization and societies. Amen. Well, what happens? Well, let's see. Have you read the newspaper lately? Amen. Would we have school shootings? Amen. Would we have abortion? Amen. I had to preach in the jailhouse Sunday, and I asked the guys there. I asked them. I said, I tried to talk to them. I said, hey, I said, you got youngins? I said, do you want them to come here? And most of them said, no, I don't want them. Okay, well, let's straighten up. Let's straighten up. All right. Amen. But there was one young man. Amen, Brother Shoecraft, already at the age of 21, he's got six children. Six children. And I promise you, he's not married. Amen. And I promise you, the problem ain't the same mama. Amen. Amen. But at the age of 21, he's already got, amen, six children. That's the destructive power of adultery. Amen. That's the destructive power when you decide to walk out on your wife. When you decide to walk out on your husband. And when you decide to walk out on God. Amen. This does not just deal, this is dealing with the physical sense. Amen. But there's more to it when you deal with the spiritual sense. Amen. 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 So that's why God, amen, is going to take personal ownership, amen, of this situation, Brother Robbie. Amen. The destructive power. He said, I'm going to judge it. Amen. I'm going to take care of it that day. Why? Because you had took the fabric, the thing that I put together, and I said, let no man put asunder. Amen. The thing that's going to hold, just like the atom holds everything together. You know, gravity, magnetism, all that good stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. Everything's held together by God's laws of nature. Amen. I can't go into it. Don't know it all. Know a little bit. Amen. But far as the human race is concerned, husband, it starts at the nucleus. And that's what happens. The nucleus of an atom is split. And a tremendous amount of energy is produced. Most of the time it's destructive. What's at the nucleus of nations? Countries. Civilizations. Amen. What's at it, Brother Jeff? It's husband and wife. And like I said before, we can look around at our nation today and see the results. Y'all probably can know about it and get a chance to look it up. Was it two out of one marriage? Whatever. What, over 50% of marriages end in divorce? End in divorce? What are they saying? Amen. They're destroying. But Brother Robbie, I just don't love them anymore. Amen. That's what some of them, you know, they ain't as handsome or good looking as they used to be. Let me tell you, you ain't going to get no prettier as the days go by. All right? That's just a fact. You better get a hold to it when you get married and enjoy the picture that you got. All right? So, amen. You can ask my baby sister right here. Before I got married and before then, I had more hair, honey, than what I got now. It seems like it's fixing to hit my back right here. Anyway, anyway, we get the double chins and we put on other things. But anyway, but you still got to love them. I'm glad God don't look at looks when he comes to save us. Amen. And when he wants to keep us saved. Amen. I'm glad he don't look at that. Amen. But you got to hold on to them. Amen. If it ain't working out right for you, pray about it, sister. Pray about it, brother. Amen. If you don't, you're going to wish that you was in front of Chief Justice John Roberts one day, but you're going to be in front of God Almighty that said, let no man put them asunder. Amen. Just as he created stars, moon, you know, he took special interest in us. He breathed in us. Man became a living soul. And then read where he breathed into any other animal. He didn't put his lips to a gorilla. Didn't pick up the trunk of an elephant.
do none of that. No, he didn't breathe in, but he took special interest in man. Amen. And then he saw that he was alone, and he said, it's not good. Man should be alone. So I create a woman for him. Amen. But God singled us out. Amen. But you can't control it. Well, how deadly is it? Well, just ask Abimelech. When Abraham went into his country, and God came to him by a dream, and he said, you're just as good as dead, buddy. Amen. And he said, what? Yes, sir. The woman you got in your household is another man's wife. Amen. Why do men and women continue in it? Because the judgment ain't right here and now. Amen. But I'm probably believe if more people had dreams sent from God, say, hey, you need not to touch her or mess around with him. Amen. There might wouldn't be so much adultery in America today. Amen. The destructive power, amen, of adultery. You cannot control it. Amen. How serious is it? Amen. Look where we at today. Just take a minute. Take a moment. Look where America's at today. Would you have ever thought somebody walk into school and like his age or younger and just mow them down? No. Who would have ever thought of that? Amen. Who would have ever thought they had a doctor up in Pennsylvania? Amen. He took one of them babies, he said he was big enough to walk across the room, something like that. And just whatever they did, kill them right then and there, no conscience whatsoever. Go ahead and leave. You have no control. Leave your current spouse. You won't have to deal with Brother Prescott or Brother Shoecraft or me or Brother Robbie or any other preacher in here. But I tell you who you are going to deal with. And that's God himself. And God's saying, you take it. This is like fornication. You know what I'm saying? What is it? Hey, you know, Paul said, flee from it. I guarantee you if I put like an 8-foot eastern diamondback rattlesnake in this pull right down here, I guarantee you none of you wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't. Amen. Amen. Young people, that's what he says about fornication. Leave it alone. Amen. Flee from it. Get away from it. Sister, if that boyfriend of yours can't keep his hands to himself, I'll give you permission for a 5-finger attitude adjustment. Amen. 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 Brother, if that young lady can't keep her hands to herself, be like Joseph and get away. Amen. But he said, the ones that do it, you sin against your own body. I tried to figure that out one day, Brother Preston. What is he talking about? Well, go back you up a U-Haul to Lowe's. Get you some sledgehammers, spray paint cans, get orange, yellow, pink, hot pink, neon pink, whatever you want to do. And get you some matches, some torches, and then back it up to that door right there. And come in here and just bust every window out. Take the spray paint cans and just do whatever kind of artistic garbage or graffiti you want to do. And at the end, get you some of these Kleenexes right here and build your big old bonfire in here. How many of y'all would do that? Oh, this is the house of God. There ain't no way in the world I would do that. I'll be afraid God would strike me down dead. When you commit fornication, do you realize that is exactly what you're doing to the temple of God? You are destroying it. You're taking your fist and shaking it in God's face and telling him what you think about his house. Amen. And when you decide to commit adultery, you're telling God, this is what I think about your creation. Amen. It is worth nothing. That's exactly what you do. Can you control it? I got a minute. No, you can't. You can't control this. You ain't do it. It's best to do as Paul said, flee. Get away from it. Pray about it. If y'all having hard times, God bless you. Talk to somebody about it. Amen. Start praying and fasting about it. And don't get on the phone with the local gossip Amen. And I guarantee you, I've learned through the years, there's some people you do, if you want to keep a secret, do not talk to them. Amen. But if you need somebody to get the message to the church, anyway, let me get off of that. Anyway, but, amen, we see what it can do. And we see why God's taking special interest. He said, I'm going to judge it. You know, this is like old Harry Truman. He's president. He said, the buck stops here. In other words, I'm taking all responsibility. And that's what God's saying. You know, I'd much rather talk to Brother Prescott about it and have God deal about it. I promise you, by the time when David's life is coming down to the end, he would have wished when he saw Bathsheba on that rooftop, he said, all right, boys, it's time to go to the battlefield. Things are bad around here. Let's go. Amen. Get away from it. Amen. Amen. My time's up. Amen. God bless you.